Howard, I understand that there's a New York Times article that caught your attention.
Well, we're in the post-debate spin wars right now, and this is an extraordinary piece in the New York Times today, Britt, because it quotes seven Trump advisors, all anonymously, no names attached, as basically, what is the technical term, throwing him under the bus. The debate prep was awful. He wasn't paying enough attention. They found him to be erratic and impatient and subdued during the debate. They expressed frustration and discouragement. In other words, Britt, it wasn't their fault. It was the candidate.
That's remarkable. I mean, what does it say to you? I mean, I take all of these are anonymous, right?
Correct.
Seven anonymous people are talking.
Or at least most of them, yeah.
And there's no way to know whether these are senior campaign advisors, part-time informal advisors, peripheral characters, or anything.
There's no way to know, but these are experienced Times reporters, and I'm sure some of them are pretty essential to the campaign. Now, they may be trying to send a message through the press to Donald Trump that you got the second debate coming up in St. Louis, and you got to get a little bit more serious. Let's do mock debates. Or, you know, what happens in Washington, particularly if a candidate is perceived to be in trouble, and by the way, this is a close race, he's not in trouble yet, is that consultants and advisors start to worry more about salvaging their own reputations, and they do that by talking to reporters who are sympathetic. Now, I've talked to a source familiar with all these preparations who said the debate prep was a bit of a mess because there were too many people in the room, as many as a dozen at any one time. There were lots of conflicting advice, including others weighing in over the phone, and this source believes Donald Trump was overprepared. But again, the remarkable thing here is that some of this is playing out in public.
Yeah.